I'm Megan Kamrick with news about women from the Women's Media Center, Women's E-News, and other sources around the world. This week in women's history, on July 23, 1844, Harriet Russell Strong is born. She received a patent for dam and reservoir construction in 1887, the structure of which was the precursor to the dam system along the Colorado River. Sally Ride, the first American female astronaut to go into space, died on July 23rd after a long battle with pancreatic cancer at the age of 61, NPR reported. Ride went into space in 1983 on the Challenger and again in 1984. She was scheduled to go again, but those plans were eliminated after the 1986 Challenger disaster. Ride also founded Sally Ride Science to encourage young girls to pursue science, math, and technology. As the 2012 Olympic Games opened this week, gay activists are calling on the International Olympic Committee to reverse a new gender verification policy. It's designed to determine whether intersex athletes should compete as women or men, according to Gay Star News. The new rule says women with levels of testosterone naturally equal to that of a man will be barred from competing with other women. Also at the Games, the Australian newspaper The Herald Sun published photos of Liesl Jones, the 26-year-old Aussie swimmer and 8-time Olympic medalist, taken recently and in 2008. The paper claimed that she doesn't look as good as she once did, reported the Huffington Post. The media outlet also ran a poll asking readers whether Jones was fit enough to swim in the Olympics. Public outcry prompted The Herald Sun to take down the poll. And Olympic and Saudi Arabian officials are in talks after the International Judo Federation ruled the Saudis' female competitor would have to fight without a hijab or Islamic headscarf. Wodyan Al-Siraj Abdulrahim Shahirkhani, one of the first two female athletes sent to the Olympics by the conservative Muslim kingdom, is due to compete next Friday, but her participation could now be in doubt. This is the first Olympics in which all of the more than 200 participating countries have sent female athletes to compete. A Republican senator is blocking a vote on the White House pick for Air Force Chief of Staff over the service's response to a widening sex abuse scandal at a Texas base. Senator John Cornyn of Texas said he put on hold the nomination of General Mark Welsh until he feels the situation has been adequately addressed. Lackland Air Force Base in San Antonio is the site for basic training for all Air Force recruits. One former instructor was sentenced to 20 years in prison by a military jury after he was convicted of rape and sexual assault, reported AP. Military officials said this week the number of instructors under investigation total 15, and the number of alleged victims has increased by 7 to 38. A group of doctors and women's rights advocates challenged Arizona's new abortion limits in a federal lawsuit this week, claiming that they violate the Constitution and pose a threat to women's health. The law, set to take effect on August 2nd, prohibits abortions once 20 weeks have passed since a woman's last menstrual period, which is about 18 weeks after fertilization. This is the earliest deadline by any state and is weeks earlier than the threshold set by the Supreme Court, according to the New York Times. The lawsuit, filed in U.S. District Court in Phoenix, might bring the first major courtroom test of pre-viability time limits that have been recently adopted in 8 other states. In the Dominican Republic, a ban on abortion is preventing a teenage girl from receiving treatment for a life-threatening disease. The 16-year-old girl is dying of acute leukemia, reports CNN. Doctors say she needs an aggressive chemotherapy treatment, but the teenager is 9 weeks pregnant, and treatment would very likely terminate the pregnancy, a violation of Dominican anti-abortion laws. The Dominican Minister of Health has publicly indicated he favors chemotherapy over protecting the pregnancy, but doctors are still reluctant to act for fear of prosecution. Defense attorneys for 2 teenagers who pleaded guilty to assaulting a Kentucky woman have withdrawn their motion that she be held in contempt for tweeting the names of her attackers in defiance of a court order. Savannah Dietrich was frustrated by what she felt was a lenient plea bargain for 2 teens who pleaded guilty to sexually assaulting her and circulating pictures of the incident, according to the Louisville Courier-Journal. Dietrich had faced a potential jail sentence. The French Parliament will push through emergency legislation to protect women from sexual harassment just days after a female minister was subjected to catcalls by right-wing members for wearing a summer dress. The Independent reports that the 2 events are not connected, but their proximity illustrates the difficulty of establishing women's rights in a country where macho attitudes are still common. In Lagos, Nigeria, organizers of the second African Women Economics Summit called for poverty reduction through investment in female entrepreneurs. Advocates say increasing women's ability to do business helps everyone. And for female entrepreneurs to thrive in Africa, they need access to loans and credit, reported Voice of America. And as Tampa gears up for the Republican National Convention in August, its well-known strip clubs have joined the welcome wagon, reports the New York Times. Club owners say their counterparts in former host cities like Denver have been told that revenue pours in during the conventions, sometimes quadrupling earnings from a Super Bowl week. The Association of Club Executives, which serves as a trade association for strip clubs, said an informal survey of convention business in New York and Denver determined that Republicans spent about $150 on average at clubs versus $50 for Democrats. At the Dollhouse, women plan to slip out of red, white, and blue corsets and offer red, white, and blue vodka. The headliner that week is expected to bear an uncanny resemblance to Sarah Palin. And in New Mexico news, state officials have dedicated a roadside historic marker to potter Maria Martinez of San Ildefonso Pueblo. A self-taught potter, Martinez helped elevate Pueblo pottery to an art form. She was known for her black-on-black pottery. The marker is one of the roadside placards erected as part of an initiative to honor women's contributions to New Mexico history, reported the Santa Fe New Mexican. For Women's Focus, I'm Megan Kamerick.